Have you ever wanted to travel the foothills of Mars, but now you're over the hill? Welcome to Recall, where you can buy the memory for your ideal vacation, only cheaper, better, and safer than the real thing. So don't let life pass you by. Come to Recall and enjoy the memory of a lifetime. Total Recall is finally a reality. Each week, we take you inside of one of the fastest growing tech communities in the nation. Today, we've got Nihal Advani, founder of Georama. I'm Scott Catoon, and it's time to start talking about tomorrow's business today. Nihal, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
As I mentioned to you before we started the show, I had to introduce this show with a commercial from Total Recall, the Arnold Schwarzenegger Total Recall from the 80s. It's an awesome, awesome movie, to me at least. I love the movie. I'm kind of an Arnold nut. You told me you've never seen the movie.
I haven't.
You are bringing Total, this is a dream come true on multiple levels for me. You're bringing this thing into the world and you haven't even, make one promise, do not get your Total Recall on with the new one with Colin Farrell. That I will be so pissed. But seriously, this is a really cool product. I cannot wait to get into this. A little backstory on this, you will obviously do a much better job of explaining it. I'm going to be very limited in this.
No worries.
I have a dog that has anxiety, so I don't get to leave my apartment without a babysitter.
Mm-hmm.
Two, I just traveling. I love it when I'm there. I hate it when I have to get there. You're going to Dubai today, so
yep.
You literally, I don't even know, man. I need to, snap my fingers to get there. So travel, there's a huge barrier for me for travel. Mm-hmm. Really is. And all my buddies, they love to travel. Let's go here and here and here. And I always tell them, I just get postcards, pictures, postcards, Google Images, Getty Images. I don't need to go anywhere. I'm good. You just made that a reality and a real option because I'm a history buff. I love mm-hmm. I love to see really cool new things. I like to experience and explore. I love going to museums. And Georama provides, among many other things that you'll get into, provides the ability for me to sit there and experience through virtual reality, experience being in Rome and looking mm-hmm. at all this stuff and having a person who's familiar with the area give me a tour.
Absolutely. Yep.
Incredible. Absolutely incredible.
Thank you.
and honestly, this is beyond just giving you kudos. This is actually a serious thing. Georama is no joke. Google for Entrepreneurs selected you to attend and travel to the Hospitality Summit in Dubai, which is where you're going and why
yep.
you're going there today. Tell us a little bit about that.
Sure. It's the Google for Entrepreneurs Exchange Program, and they are doing it for a few different verticals, travel being one of them. And the travel one happens to be in Dubai at this great 1871-like incubator at Astrolabs in Dubai. And so it's a week-long program where they've got, I think it's 12 startups from all around the world who've been selected to go. And as part of the whole week, we're getting to meet Dubai Tourism, which I'm, of course, very excited
yeah.
about, a potential client there, but also Emirates and different hospitality groups,
yep.
including Burj Al Arab and all the fabulous hotels and hotel groups there. So it's going to be a great program where the goal is to really get us entrenched into the Middle Eastern market. And it's a win-win situation because they're looking for great
Absolutely.
New ideas. And for us, we're looking for great new partners.
This is, I feel like, I mean, obviously it's fantastic that you get to go to this, no matter where it is with Google Entrepreneurs is awesome.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that it's Dubai, I think, as you obviously recognize, amazing opportunity for Georama because that's a place where I don't know anyone who would be like, I don't want to go to Dubai. However, Dubai, if you don't know already, man, is that expensive. The trips are not cheap to get there.
Yep.
Once you're there, everything is I think they just pay in gold. I don't know. The whole city is just painted in gold. But I've never been there, but I've seen postcards. But the bottom line is, I don't know how many people would not want to use Georama to see Dubai.
Absolutely. And one of the things we do is we know that there's nothing that can beat physical travel. We still strongly believe that if you can be somewhere,
sure.
well, absolutely go there. However, if you think about the 7+ billion people in the world at any given time, a very small subset of them are actually traveling.
Yep.
Whether that be because they don't have enough time, don't have enough money, or are physically stuck in a hospital or old age home. It's basically those people, which is the vast majority of the population at any given time, that can't go places, and we're helping them go there through our technology.
Yeah, I mean, so beyond that, obviously the travel thing, and I totally agree, I would be that person. I'll be
yep.
the user. Tell us a little bit more about Georama, how it works, but also the obvious parts, campus tours for colleges,
mm-hmm.
Using it for online classes and things like that,
yep,
which
yep.
I really am going to get into the online class thing.
Yeah, so for us, really, we're looking to be the virtual travel platform for several different use cases, right? So when you can't be somewhere, we want to help you go there through a real-time guided tour. And real time, because that live nature of it lets you have interactively with the guide, someone who's already there, who's an expert or very knowledgeable about that subject, who you can ask questions, make suggestions, and really get a personalized experience or personalized tour. And so one example is the travel stuff that we've been talking about. The other one is think of out-of-state and international students or prospective students who are looking to go to college. Most kids face that, right, where they're considering several schools, but they can't actually afford to go to many schools. It takes a lot of time to, and I'm sure parents go crazy paying all those checks. And so it's helping them make the right decision by virtually going to several and then maybe physically going to the couple that they're most interested in. And so helping them narrow down their options. And in my case, for example, I'm from India originally, and I didn't have a visa, nor had the money to actually come here in advance to pick a school. Yeah. And so in those cases, this is your next best option. Beyond that, one of the other big use cases for us that's just up and coming is virtual field trips for kids in a classroom. So similar pain points there, where physical field trips are logistically very hard and also financially cumbersome, right? You can't do it that often, nor can you go that far with a group of 50 young kids. And so with K through 12, our ability to actually bring the outside world in is very, very interesting, because you can have very fun, interactive learning experiences brought into the classroom.
Well, and that doesn't even talk about the economic divide with things. I mean, you look at schools, charter schools in Chicago, charter schools in every major city. Mm-hmm. You know, if you go to a private school, good to go. You're going to be at the Museum of Science and Industry. If you live in the suburbs, you take our big bus down and we have lunch and it's a wonderful time. Yeah. And then there's cities where, and other schools in the city of Chicago that could never afford to do that unless there's grant money, donations, sponsors, volunteers, etc. This provides them the opportunity to get this. I mean, not the same experience necessarily, but since you can't touch the art when you're there, it's the same experience.
Yeah, exactly. So it's basically helping them really get exposed to new things, right? And that's the goal, is to inspire people, to to entertain people, but also educate people. Educate is actually a big part of our platform, even on the travel side, right? We've got some people who are looking at from a travel planning perspective, but that's a very, very small subset.
Yeah.
Our largest subset is like what you were talking about, curiosity, right? It's basically people who are interested in a certain subject, a certain theme, a certain category, and want to know more about the world. If you think about any given person, right? No matter, let's say that you and I may be really well traveled, but we still have seen a very small subset of this whole world. And so our goal is to help people experience more of the world more often. And that way, our goal is someday to be able to help people experience all the 190-plus countries. Everyone argues
you can take us underwater.
All the countries in the world.
You going to take us underwater soon?
Yes, absolutely. So it's actually true. Where we're going beyond just your typical tours, right? So we're actually working, and we already have, we can't announce with whom, but some partnerships to work on aerial. So with drones, our technology, also underwater as well.
Very cool.
Going with your standard guided experiences, but also your really unique tech experiences, both underwater and over air.
That's very fascinating. So what would you say is a price point? So if I want to use this, I mean, I don't know where you are as far as how the customer base is for you, but what is the price point compared to maybe going to Dubai? What would it be if you were set up?
Oh, there's no comparison there. But the way we look at it is we've got two aspects to our pricing, our revenue model. One is on the B2B side. So we actually work with universities, with tourism organizations. Pure Michigan, for example, is a client of ours. And they pay a typical setup fee, like a one-time setup fee, and then an ongoing fee based on how many tours they do. And it's like a monthly sort of subscription sort of thing. However, on the consumer side, right now, because we've recently launched that aspect of our platform just a couple months ago, we're making it free to watch, but pay to control. So you can actually watch. And we've got a guy in Dubai who recently signed on, who's been he went to a street of the gold shops there and actually bought gold on Jurama. He took us to a wedding like 2 days ago. I mean, we've been to Turkey, to Cappadocia in a hot air balloon 2 weeks ago. We were in the Syrian border as well with the refugee camps. And so a wide variety of experiences that are just created by these people who just love to share and are knowledgeable. Many of these are licensed tour guides as well. And you watch for free, but you can tip them and you can pay to control. So if you want a specific request, like, hey, can you please change direction or go there? Or
pick up some smokes.
No, but can you please show me something specific? They can pay anywhere between $1 to $10 for those specific requests. And so that's the model we're testing right now on the consumer play, is free to watch, pay to control. But on the business
that
side,
is incredible. It really is incredible, because now you're talking about, it's not just watching, it's not like webcam. This is interactive. You're interacting with everybody and can actually. And then there was one other thing you mentioned. Mm-hmm. Speaking of interactive, one thing you mentioned downstairs, it's not a 30-second delay. You actually can interact 3-second delay.
Yeah, yeah. And you won't even feel it as a user. You won't even feel the delay at all. And so it's basically a real-time thing that if you think of any medium, right, any video medium. So if you think of YouTube, Netflix, TV, even live news, it's all one way. Yeah. Millions and millions of people watching the exact same thing, even though we're all so different. So in our case, you actually have a say in what you see. You can actually say, hey, can you show me this? Or can you tell me more about that? And therefore, get more personalization and therefore get more engaged and more involved. You actually feel like you're there. It's the next best thing to teleportation. And so that's really the live nature and the having that guide over there who's knowledgeable and passionate is what really helps facilitate
this
that.
This is Periscope on steroids.
Yeah, and we did this a year and a half before
Periscope
even launched.
You've been doing this for a while. No, I know. Yeah. I know. So I guess, what is your background? I mean, because not everybody decides they're going to wake up and get into virtual reality.
Yeah, so I actually was at Microsoft for 5 years. Did a stint at Google when I was in college. I was an intern there, and then I graduated and picked Microsoft and was there on the media side.
You have no experience in technology.
Actually, you know, the funny thing is I wasn't a developer, right? I was on the media side and it was the business side, marketing side, on live search, transition to Bing. And then also I ran the Microsoft Media Network as the program manager there. So a lot of marketing background. I still am I'm a geek and very tech heavy, but I'm actually not a coder. What really inspired me to do this is the fact that I am pretty well traveled. My family has always been a big travel family, and I used to play tennis and travel around the world as a junior. But I still was always curious about more, like being able to see more, and was obsessed with the idea of doing something virtual. And at the time, there was Google Earth and there was Street View, and they're nice. But just there was something missing there. And when I first launched Jurama, I didn't have this idea all fleshed out. So we launched it as a travel planning startup and eventually pivoted to this today. But one day I had this, you know, aha moment where I was like, man, if this could be live, A, you'll get an authentic view of what it's like. And B, if you have a person there, it's actually going to give you context. So with a street view, it's great because you can, you know, scroll around and see things. However, you don't have context around what they are. And they've probably 2 years old, those pictures. And so this is a real-time, authentic video, not produced, with context. And it's not meant to compete with Street View at all. Sure. It's just a whole different new marketplace that we've created.
I love it. I'll definitely be a user of it, I think. But one other thing that we haven't really talked about, which I think is probably the biggest impact of all, at least immediately, is the ability for... Think of online programming and online school classes.
Yep.
The ability to not just watch a video that was pre-recorded or watch a live stream of some class that's going on where you can type or text or something into it. Conceivably, with the 360 view and everything, this puts you in the classroom. This puts you so that you literally don't have to, you don't lose anything. You won't miss anything by not being there other than, you know, sitting in a really uncomfortable chair.
Yeah, and maybe things like networking, right?
We got Facebook for that. Yeah. I'm all good. I got 1,000 friends I don't know.
So similar things, right? We can kind of immerse you into different places, like classrooms, but also events. We were just having conversations yesterday about how we can, you know, change the way events work. If you think of events right now, it's all that live stream of that keynote stage, right? But there's so much more to typical events, right? There's the exhibition flow. There's all these other breakout sessions. And our technology can help you with that guide, walk around, see all what you want to see, whether it's a broad thing where everybody watches or even down to each company having their own stream. And so similar down to, you know, students, whether it's doing something from home, we actually have a partnership now with the USDLA, the United States Distance Learning Association. And just about, I think it was 3 weeks ago, we did the world's first live mobile virtual field trip. And so we took them to Barcelona. There was a few hundred people from around the world who joined. And there was one of our guides, an expert in Barcelona, who took them to a Gaudi tour, a bunch of different, you know, architectural sites.
I was actually joking about this, and it is a serious matter because it's, you know, education and learning for people is very important. I also think this would have been amazing if I had an undergrad where I'm like kind of hungover and I don't really feel like going to class and I just like throw my little helmet on and be like, yeah, I'm here. Check. That would be, so I don't know if you guys are going to do that in that would be awesome as well. Just keep that in mind. It could be important. So I guess, how do we book our first trip with Jurama? How do we get in touch and get involved with this?
Yeah. So if you just go to Jurama.com, Jurama.com, you'll be able to see the tours there. And right now you'll see a lot of travel tours. Very soon in January, we're actually launching our campus tour section as well, where we're aggregating all our campus stores that are happening. And so every now and then we'll be adding a different section to the site because, as I said, our goal is to have, you know, be this one destination for all kinds of virtual travel. And right now you'll see more travel stuff, which is, it's amazing because you'll see anything from Rio to Sydney to Seoul to a whole bunch of places at any given time.
Awesome. Have you reached out to Coursera or anyone like any of the online education platforms to see if they can...
We are thinking about that. We haven't reached out to online education programs. We've been talking to some of the universities for programs like that. But yes, that is definitely a thing in our pipeline.
Yeah, they're having a hard time with the upsell. They don't get people to buy anything. If you got the, you know, I don't know what the numbers are. 60,000 people sent up for a class and 100 people finish the class. Hmm. And I suspect that part of it is this. They're missing this piece.
Yeah, I mean, this allows you to keep, you know, it's like, so when you're studying about, there's many subjects. It may not apply to all, but there's many subjects where there's things out in the field that can be valuable to your experience.
Oh, yeah.
And being able to actually, whether it's, you know, agriculture and being out there on the farm, to all kinds of things, being in the lab, right? Being able to actually see things and
also
get
just
that
being a visual
context.
Learner.
Exactly. It's that visual aspect that is typically missing in text-heavy learning.
Awesome. Well, thank you, Nihal, and our amazing sponsors from Insperity. You can watch this episode and more at Advisor TV. Stream us on the WGN Plus app or download each episode on iTunes. And remember to stay connected by following us on Twitter at TBT on WGN. Boom, that's a wrap.